Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, 877-956-9566 gets you into the studio. 877-956-9566. That's pretty cool, even though we're in Tucson, Arizona. Still the same number. Cool how that works. And Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org will get you on the computer screen. And twitter.com/AAR Mark. I didn't give that out too much in the first hour. We had a pretty full plate there and a lot of great guests. And having Ike Clanton on is a lot of fun. And I'd like to re-intro my good friend and co-host for the night here in Tucson, face-to-face with me finally, Morgan Boatman. Morgan, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Mark. That was a great hour with Ike Clanton. It's interesting to hear his side of the story, and that was funny that he had to play on the stage the opposing perspective. I was going to ask him if he had gained any perspective on that. It sounded like he had, but
it did. He said he was he got to play Morgan Earp, and he got to play of course Clanton, and fascinating stuff if you know the history of that area. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in for this hour of Armed American Radio, we are talking about our previous guest in hour number one, Terry Ike Clanton, the fourth generation cousin of Ike Clanton of the Clanton Gang fame from the OK Corral gunfight, or the shootout as he refers to it. See, I'm finding myself doing the same thing.
Yeah.
The history of it, he calls it the tragedy at the OK Corral. And if you go to Tombstone, you see their side was murdered in the streets of Tombstone. So there's two sides to every story, and we like to get Ike on. He's a good friend of the program, and thank him very much for coming on. He also has the Haunted Saloon. And I'll double-check the website for that let everybody know, because he is a lot of fun, and we will have him back. Lots and lots of fun. And see, emails are coming in right now, the Earps, you see?
Yeah.
So, anyway, you're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we're going to have a lot of fun this hour as we come to you from very beautiful Tucson, Arizona. And how much fun is it to be here in the desert with you, finally, instead of on the phone?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, you get to be in the desert, and I have to be in Georgia. Now we're both here together, and it is great.
Yeah, and we've had fun today. We were at Marksman's Pistol Institute, and we signed some books. And
we moved a ton of them, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you pick up my book, Lessons from Armed America. You can, of course, that's what we were over there signing today. And like I said, in the hour before, I think we're going to be here in the very near future.
Yeah,
again,
we'll come back.
But Marksman's Pistol Institute, an awful lot of fun. Bob and Barb, the owners, are great. If you live here and you've never been, do yourself a favor.
That's on Prince Street?
Yeah, they have two locations. I'll have to check the other location.
Okay.
But we were at the location on West Prince, 1280 West Prince, and an awful lot of fun was had by all. We moved a lot of books. But check out lessonsfromarmedamerica.com, where you can pick up a copy of my book. And we are working on the second one, too. I can let that cat out of the bag right now. And get this, ladies and gentlemen. Guess who's coming up? You know who's coming up.
Yep.
Tell us.
He's mad, and he's an ogre.
He is the mad ogre. Mad ogre George Hill joins Morgan Boatman and myself back on Armed American Radio for another half hour. George, welcome back.
Hey, Mark. Morgan, you guys are having too much fun down there.
Does it sound like it?
It sounds like it.
You were supposed to be here, but
your truck
broke.
Oh, all kinds of things happened to poor George.
A little bit of bad luck went a long way in this case, and wasn't able to make it down there. And I am very much regretting not being able to jump into a plane or something. But hey, I can still call in, and we got a lot to talk about. First off, the first hour was amazing. Ike Clanton, fantastic.
Isn't he fun?
Guy.
He is so much fun. He was on the show back in September, and I've wanted to bring him back for the longest time because I love giving his side of the story. You know the other side is fun, and it's colorful, and the characters, and the history. But you know you're getting squeezed, folks. There's another side to that story, and Ike, nobody can tell it. He has kept it alive. And, I've been to Tombstone many, many times. I get to Tombstone once a year. And this is actually the latest in the year. I usually get out there in February. The weather couldn't be any better here than it is. And it's just so much fun, George, and I missed you here. Listen, let's go right into this. You and I had a really fun conversation yesterday, today, I'm losing track of time,
The day before,
okay. See, I don't even know what time zone it is. It's usually dark when I'm doing this, okay? But out of here, it's not. So here's the thing. Here's the fun thing. You talked about making some modifications to your gun, and you have a very popular carry gun. And I think it's important that folks listen to what you've done, because the modification you made is the most what?
It's the most popular modifications, or at least one of the most popular, which is putting the 3.5-pound disconnect into the Glock along with the New York One trigger.
Okay, now, hold on 1 second, because sitting to my right is the author of How to Customize Your Glock.
Yeah.
And this came up today, in fact, when we were at the book signing at Marksman. We had a gentleman come in and talk about the trigger pull
right
on his Glock. I think it was a 19.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, this isn't the Glock show, folks, but I want to point out that these modifications are very popular right now.
Yeah, well, people think, you know, changing the trigger is going to fix all the problems that they have with the gun. The 3.5 and the New York trigger is a very popular combination. When people are trying to make it more like a 1911 or more like a any other crisper, more traditional trigger.
I think you just hit the nail on the head. People are trying to make it more like what they're used to.
Right.
And that came up today when the gentleman came in and
was
asking.
That was an interesting question. Yeah.
It really was. George, check this out. He was used to a 1911, right?
Yeah.
And he modified the Glock. Or no, he didn't modify the Glock. He was talking about the trigger safety on the Glock, George. How it was pinching his fingers.
The actual safety, not the trigger, but the little tiny insert inside the trigger lever there.
And we couldn't figure out how that would happen. And folks, if you are familiar with the Glock at all, and I know many, many thousands of you listening across the country are obviously very familiar with it, we're talking about the trigger safety. And if anybody has had that problem with a Glock, that safety has pinched you, call us or shoot us an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org or 877-956-9566. I would love to talk with you about that, because we, Morgan and I, couldn't figure that out, George, how that trigger would pinch your finger. And, you know, we were thinking maybe on the reset, or maybe the you know, the grip of the Glock can be pretty healthy.
I'm thinking he's got to have an improper finger placement on the trigger.
That's about the only thing we could decide, too.
But still, I mean, there's not really an opportunity. I've gotten pinched by the under the trigger, between the trigger guard and the trigger itself.
Right.
But the trigger safety itself, I just couldn't figure that out.
No, he's got to be doing something wrong. I think this has got to be user error. And this is where, you know, going to the range with an instructor would really help.
That's right. Because it's not only finger position. I mean, you can try to change finger position, but the finger position starts with the grip on the gun.
It does. And his finger position would have to be in such a way that he didn't get the full trigger finger pad on the front of that trigger.
Or
he would have
angle.
Had to have angled that, right.
Yeah.
There's really no other way for that to happen. Okay, so if that's happened to you, shoot me an email in the studio. Let us know, and then we'll read that. I'd like to talk with you about that. George, the modifications that you made, we've got Morgan Boatman here who wrote the book. Tell us about it, and really interesting, your thoughts on what you did and what you thought about it.
And first, what were the reasons that that made you move in this direction?
Okay. Well, it started shortly after I got my Model 23. A member of We the Armed, that goes by the handle Little Lebowski. Now, he's a good friend of mine, and he sent me 2 drop-in parts so I can modify the Glock with a carry mode that he likes, and a lot of people do like. And I put them in one at a time. I put in first the 3.5 disconnect, and I checked that out. It made the trigger pull lighter, a little bit crisper, and I liked the pull. Unfortunately, I think it was a little bit too light for safe daily carry. So I wouldn't want to carry my gun that way, but if I was having a dedicated IDPA gun or IPSC or something like that, then by all means, that would be probably a great modification.
George, what's your favorite carry gun?
Right now, it's the Model 23.
Okay, now, why did you make that modification?
Just to see how to do it.
Well, that's a great thing with the Glock. You don't have to send it to a gunsmith for 2 months to get some little change in the trigger pull. You try it, and then you don't like it, you pull it out of there.
Exactly.
So, but where I'm going with this is a lot of people try to make these modifications for, I think, the same reason you do. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious. We'll never know how many like it, how many don't like it. We can read about it. You can go to the forums and check it out. But your thoughts.
Right. Well, you know, trying to get that nice 1911 trigger pull with the light, crisp pull, that's all fine and well if you have a 1911. Because you, on a 1911, you got the grip safety, you got the manual thumb safety, and you've got these other things to back up that real light trigger pull. So I wasn't really comfortable with this in my carry gun as a standalone. So
I agree.
I took it apart again, and then I threw in what's called the New York One trigger. Now, what this does is it replaces that little spring in the back of the trigger mechanism. You just take that spring off altogether.
It's a regular coil spring.
Right, and you drop in this little spring module thing.
Okay, George, you know what that tune means, right? That means we're going to have to hold on to that thought. Right. We'll be right back after these messages. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we're talking about some gun modifications with Morgan Boatman and George the Mad Ogre Hill. We will be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hey, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Folks, I've done quite a bit of traveling throughout the years, and I've stayed in all kinds of places, but few compare to the first-class accommodations at the Golf Villas at Oro Valley. Located just north of Tucson, it's the perfect home away from home for vacations, business travel, or whatever brings you to the Old Pueblo. Visit their website for their free golf and staycation package specials at thegolfvillas.com. That's the Golf Villas at Oro Valley, online at thegolfvillas.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Hey, Mark, is that you on the guitar?
No, but that is my good friend, Ted Nugent. I can say that he is my friend, and that's fun to be able to say that Ted Nugent is your friend.
That is cool.
Because it's cool to see his name on your phone, too. When you're
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And, I, here we are in Arizona. I want to throw this out. I had asked Sheriff Joe Arpaio through his media people to come on the program late fall last year.
Yeah.
And it was right after Arizona had passed the restaurant carry.
All right.
And I had gotten an email back saying that they had given the information to the sheriff and that I would hear back.
Right.
I was sitting at home, and my phone rings. That was George. Excuse me, George. We'll get to you in just a second, George. Oh, George, I'm sorry. I forgot you were there. If you've ever seen Tombstone, you know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, put that shotgun down. George, hang in there a second. Let me finish my story real fast.
Right on.
And I was sitting on the couch. My phone rang.
Yeah.
I picked it up. I said, hello, and I hear, Mark Walters, please. Yeah, this is Mark. Mark, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I about fell down. He couldn't come on. He couldn't come on because he's a politician, and the law was too new. Didn't want to talk about it.
Sure.
We'll get Sheriff Joe back on the radio. We'll get him on Armed American Radio. He's a lot of fun. In that place, we've had Sheriff Mack and the guy out in Colorado, Alderton. He was really good. He is defying that gun ban at the University of Colorado, this Colorado State University, I should say. He's defying that ban. We got to get him back and find out how he's making on. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the godfather of blog. Welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be here. Hey, where did we leave off? The New York One Trigger.
The New York One Trigger. Go for it.
Just about to put that in.
Now, when I dropped in the trigger pull, that trigger mechanism, that spring little module in there, put the gun back together, tried it out, I noticed a couple things. One, well, it does some different things to the trigger. It's putting more weight on the disconnector, and it's also changing the angle that weight is hitting the disconnector, so it does a couple different things to you, and it makes the trigger pull more deliberate. It's a little stiffer trigger pull. It's harder, but then it gives you a very firm trigger reset. So if you're the type of shooter that likes a firm trigger reset, this is definitely for you, and I can go either way on that myself, but my conclusion is after putting them both in, trying them out, feeling it, I'm just not thinking that it's really necessary. This is the most popular mod, and a lot of Glock owners, just like any other, 1911 owners or guys who buy a brand new Ford Mustang, they want to modify it to make it their own.
Right.
But what I've come to the conclusion is, it's totally not necessary. The stock trigger is very good. And once you get used to it, you can rock out with your Glock out all day long.
Okay, George.
No problems. Yeah.
You mentioned something that came up today.
Yeah.
And a very good point to the many, many millions of Glock owners out there. And I had commented about the trigger pull of the Glock being what I always felt was one of the things that drew me to the Glock.
Mm-hmm.
That it was probably the best feature of the gun. And Morgan, you made a great point.
Well, it depends on your generation, as it were. If you were raised, as I was, on 1911, and other more traditional triggers, then you come to the Glock, and you have to get used to it. It is an unusual trigger, and it feels a little, let's say, squishy, a little toy-like.
It does feel toy-like. It's a great way to explain that. It's how you mentioned it today, and I had never really thought about it because I've had a Glock for so many years. Mm-hmm. I think that's why, and that made the point. That's why I wanted to bring that up.
But after you get used to it, I mean, everything comes down to training. After you get used to it, you learn to control it just like anything. And, George, I think you've made a great point that I recommend. I never recommend the 3.5 to a new shooter or for anyone who's carrying. The heavy trigger is fine. Remember that particularly if you're going to use the gun in a defensive situation, you're not going to have the fine control that that you might hope you would have. So you probably want a heavier trigger. And, you know, even if you think you want a lighter trigger, shoot the gun for many hundreds of rounds before you decide, I got to change it. But that's right. A great thing about the Glock. You can change it back.
Right. You can go back and forth all you want. And after about 200 rounds, my factory stock trigger became very good.
Yeah.
Very crisp. I don't think it really lightened up at all, but maybe I just got used to it, but it became very good, very usable.
Yeah, it smooths out. It becomes more responsive.
Right. I think the best thing you can do to your Glock or to enhance your Glock is not change the Glock itself, but get a really good holster for it.
Ah, see, I like that, because you're not changing the Glock itself.
Well, the best thing you can do for your Glock is shoot it.
Shoot it, right.
Just shoot the, you know, out of it.
You know, fill it. Feed it. Feed it. Just like we feed people's heads with talk about guns and ammunition.
So does
feed your Glock.
George, does that mean you found a holster you're particularly happy with?
I think it does.
Well, I've got, I've got a lot of favorite holsters. Galco,
yeah.
Crossbreed. These are good, solid holsters. But I found a new guy, Adams Holsters. He's sending me a shark skin.
Oh,
you're gonna like that. Yeah, you're gonna like that.
I'm wearing a shark skin belt right now. I love shark skin.
Oh, it's just beautiful. So Adams Holsters, check them out. Can't recommend them highly enough. I've got one for my SIG 229, and that lets me carry the 229 very easily. But and I love that rig. But the 229 is still a heavy gun.
Yeah.
So I like that lighter 23. So I can't wait to get the shark skin. It's on the way.
Yeah, I've got a 22 riding right now and a Bianchi, which is a very nice holster. I've become a fan of that. Arizona Open carrying mm-hmm. the retention holster.
Yeah.
You're carrying in what?
SeaTac.
SeaTac.
Yeah.
Very
comfortable inside the waistband.
And folks, let me tell you, as you've heard me say before, that I swore off of inside the pant carry for quite a while.
Mm.
I didn't need any help extending my waistline by only 2 inches to carry a full-size gun. And I just couldn't find anything comfortable. However, I moved over and checked out the Crossbreed. It works very, very well for me. What you're carrying is very similar to
that.
Yeah,
it's a similar concept.
I had no clue. And I like to think I'm a trained eye.
Yeah.
I was wondering, why did Morgan show up here to do Armed American Radio with me, and he's not carrying his gun?
Ah. And just to let people know, I'm just wearing jeans and a shirt, dress shirt, tucked in, by the way.
And I have to say that it wasn't until we were sitting at Marksman today
mm-hmm.
when the gentleman asked you what you were carrying, and you stood up and untucked, and it's in, you were actually using the tuckable portion of the holster, which I tend not to do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm tucked in now.
It depends on how you dress, yeah. But the tucking holsters actually work.
They actually work. Not only do they work, the one you're using worked very well. I know my Crossbreed does, George. I don't know. You don't look like a tuckable guy, George.
No, I don't like to tuck so much. It's either open or all the way concealed. And the tuckable's kind of trying to do a little bit of both at the same time by unblousing the shirt a little bit over what's exposed. You know, I just don't do that. I'm a little bit heavy.
You're fine. George, you're fine. Listen, you're going to come back for us in the round table. Yeah, and you set me up and teed me up unwillingly. You're talking about open carry. We are going to discuss some of that. We've got Arizona State Senator Frank Antonori is going to be here. He's in the waiting room, and he'll be here just a couple minutes on Armed American Radio. Don't go anywhere. You want to hear it.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the Association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save $1 when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
What is that now? 12 hands in a row? Holiday? Nobody's that lucky. Why, Ike? Whatever do you mean? Maybe poker's just not your game. I know. Let's have a spelling contest. You know, Ike Clanton's listening tonight. That's from the movie Tombstone. I'm just having fun with the movie Tombstone. You're back on the Armed American Radio Network, 877-956-9566. 877-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Or you can tweet me, folks, at twitter.com/AARMark, my executive producer. Sean will be more than happy to feed that over. And by the way, Sean is back. I didn't say that.
That's right. We forgot to welcome Sean back.
We did. Sean, welcome back.
Sean.
Oh, good
Sean?
To be back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. There he is. He's hiding in the background. Before we get started, Morgan, I want to bring back – I actually want to read an email real quick. It says, hey, okay. Mark, enjoy your show very much. Usually get to listen every week. I live in Portland, Oregon, and I wondered if you knew that one of the Earps is buried here in one of Portland's cemeteries. I believe his former wife had his body brought here from Arizona by train. I also visited Wyatt's boyhood town in Monmouth, Illinois, where his family lived before they moved to Iowa. Anyway, I thought you'd like to know. A lot of history, and you can find out where they're all buried. Of course, Wyatt Earp is buried in Los Angeles, and you can check that out online and actually find photographs of some of the grave sites.
It's pretty that's interesting.
We also have in the studio with myself and Morgan is Arizona State Senator Frank Antonori, and it is a pleasure to have you here in the very free state
of
Arizona in the studio with us. Welcome to Armed American Radio.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be on.
You guys got so much going on out here, it's not even funny. And I love Arizona for a number of reasons. Forget the natural beauty of the area, but you're so gosh darn gun-friendly, it makes me envious and jealous every time I come here.
Well, you know, our main goal is to protect and expand liberty, and that's what we do. So we protect the citizens of this state from government taking away their freedom, and then when we can unravel government and restore their freedom whenever possible, and that's the basic premise. The Second Amendment piece is just a small piece. I mean, we're battling the federal government right now on the health care mandate coming from the federal government. We've got other bills that were preempting federal laws saying they don't have the authority to tell us what to do. So there's a lot of things we're doing to stand up and protect freedom here in Arizona, and the Second Amendment is by far one of the ones that are out front and foremost.
And you guys, Arizona is so well known for being out on the forefront.
Sure.
Now, you've got a number of very gun-friendly bills that have passed. We've got a couple that the governor, I believe, has just signed. We've got some information on that we'll talk about. And open carry. George kind of teed us up on open carry before we went into the break. Let's talk about that.
Well, open carry has been the law of the land in Arizona for some time. Anyone that's over the age 18, that's not a convicted felon, that has the right to own, purchase, and carry a firearm, can carry a firearm on their person as long as it is openly displayed and visible by a law enforcement officer, pretty much anyone in the public. So it's just basically carrying a holster on your hip with your firearm exposed. You can do that. You can carry it anywhere except for those few prohibited areas like schools and courthouses and police stations and whatnot. But you can walk into a Fry supermarket and go in there and go shopping for your wife and carry a gun in there. I do it all the time during hunting season. I walk in there with my two boys carrying my pistol on my hip, and nobody bats an eye. It's just an amazing feeling.
It is.
Where nobody gets nervous about a guy walking in carrying a gun.
You bring a great point. I reside in Georgia. Prior to that, I lived in Florida. Open carry is a no-no. You don't even discuss it in Florida. In fact, if you print, and you're in Florida, concealed means just that, concealed. If you print, you can get a ticket. Okay? In Georgia, open carry if you have a Georgia permit, a pistol permit. Because the permit doesn't distinguish between concealed or open.
Boy, and that's really surprising for Georgia.
It is.
The home of Kennesaw, Georgia, where everybody has to own a gun. And
the home of Doc Holliday, Griffin, Georgia,
surprising.
Where we're being listened to right now, too. It is surprising. A lot of people don't realize that, get this, this is an honest-to-God fact. It scares me every time I say this. California has more places, or Georgia has more places off-limits than California, than the People's Republic of California.
You mean specified, prohibited areas, post office.
Wow. Now, that's getting ready to change. SB 308 has passed the Senate. House is getting ready to vote, and we're going to free that up and clean up some of those.
Well, it's a gradual process.
Well, I like following your lead, and open carry is legal. I have a permit. It's not something that you see like you do in Arizona, Senator.
Sure.
You got to be in the right place the right time. You got to feel like you're dressed properly. It's just not something you do like I do in Arizona. And I have to point out that when the senator mentioned that, he did point to my gun.
Yeah.
Because I am open carried. It's a safe station.
Sure.
But we love following your lead on that. Congratulations and thanks for being on the forefront of that.
Well, you know, and there's going to be a dramatic change coming down. Of course, we had SB 1108, which used to be 1102. We had a little problem with that. I don't know if you heard. The Democrats struck a hostile amendment on it at the last minute requiring proof of citizenship to carry a concealed weapon. Which would have been, it's kind of like the gun show requirement they've been trying to tag on for years. But we ended up tanking that bill and then taking an amendment and striking it on to another Senate bill, SB 1108, which is now the constitutional carry bill that successfully passed both houses of the legislature, and it's on its way to the governor, and she may have already signed it, for all I know, which basically allows you to carry, if you are an Arizona resident, a legal Arizona resident, you'll be able to carry a firearm concealed without a permit in the state of Arizona, which is the third state to enact such a provision, Alaska and Vermont being the other
two. What do you think the ramifications are of that, Senator?
Well, I could tell you right now, Arizona is a very gun-friendly state, and the citizens of this state, as we were talking about before, we have almost as many firearms in Arizona as we have people, close to 6 million guns in the state, and we have about 1.6 million gun owners.
You don't have enough guns yet, but you're getting close.
Right, but we have you know, plenty of gun owners. Less than 2% right now have a concealed weapon permit. The other 98% of the gun owners in this state do not have a concealed weapon permit, and 40% at any one given time are carrying or have carried an open carry firearm open without a permit. So we aren't going to see, you know, the worry is, oh, you're going to have all these guys that haven't gone through the training. I don't think you're going to see that because we've got a lot of guys carrying guns now legally.
Right. Well, you know? We have experience with open carry. So.
Well, Senator, let me throw this at you. Morgan and I talked earlier today when we were staying at the Golf Villas. Boy, when you showed up, it's a beautiful place, by the way. Gorgeous out there in Oro Valley. What we were talking about, and he said, Morgan says to me, I'm not real sure about this yet.
Yeah,
how did you phrase that?
It's just, I guess it's an interesting concept. It's people have come to me and they said, well, it's like letting people drive without a license.
Yeah, well, there's a different. Arizona is one of the few states that actually has in its constitution, which is under Article 2 of our state constitution, that gives you an inherent right to self-defense and the right to carry a firearm at any time in the state of Arizona. And it's not just the federal constitution. It's our state constitution that gives you that right as well.
So that's completely independent from...
Yes, completely independent from the federal Second Amendment. We have our own state Second Amendment, so to speak. It's like Article 2 of our state constitution. So you can carry a firearm in this state. And it has been that way for a long time. People kind of joke about the Wild West. But, you know, Arizona, you know, the people in this state take it with a lot of responsibility. I mean, they just don't go toting guns and shooting up saloons like people think out in the movies.
Right.
We don't have that problem out here. You have an occasional idiot that does something stupid, an occasional criminal. And those guys face the law, and they'll pay a penalty, a legal penalty for stupidity or for breaking the law. But 99.99% of the people that own a firearm in this state obey the law. They're law, good law-abiding citizens,
you know,
that don't run afoul with the law.
Interestingly, my response to Morgan on that was, you know, let's take two groups of people. Visualize it. You've got felons over here. You've got criminals. Let's just say criminals over here.
Yeah.
And the other group is law-abiding citizens. That's it. You're either a law-abiding or you're a convicted criminal. Convicted criminals are carrying guns anyway because they don't care about the law.
Right. And if you're knocking off a convenience store and you're facing a class 3 felony, I don't think you're worried about the class 6 felony for carrying a concealed weapon.
You could give a hoot less.
Right. You're looking at 20 years for armed robbery, and I think 5 years for carrying a concealed weapon in the commission of a crime doesn't really cross your mind when you're walking in there.
No, that's
so
not
you're
the
right.
first
so
thing.
So I would rather have armed citizens have firearms rather than criminals, and that's the way to go.
That's a beautiful Very thing, good. And Arizona, of course, is on the forefront. We're getting ready to take a break. We got a letter on the Glock pinch, an email.
Oh.
So I do want to get to that, but I'll save that for the roundtable. Okay, Michael G. Freeman sent that in. We will save that for the roundtable. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm joined by Morgan Boatman, Arizona State Senator Frank Antonori, and we will be right back after these messages. Thanks for listening.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, The USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Folks, we have got a ton of emails coming in, and I'm going to get to as many of them as I can. It's tough to get to all of them. I want to get to the Glock Pinch email that we talked about, Morgan, in the previous segment.
Yeah, let's
previous
hear it.
Hour. But we'll do that. We'll do that in a little bit. Maybe we'll
okay.
save that for the roundtable.
Okay.
And I want to remind folks that our guest in studio with Morgan and I, Senator Antonori, was a Green Beret in the U.S. Army.
Yep.
So
wow.
That's pretty hot stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. You know a little bit about guns.
Just
you know,
a tad.
Yeah. Just a tad bit about them. And Special Forces is, you know, thanks for the service.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else. That's something to be proud of. Let's go back to the bills. I want to get right to it because
sure.
time just flies.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking in between the break, and you've got another bill that you wanted to talk about. The state preemption.
Well,
going into
yeah,
that one
preemption,
first. You got three more in front of you.
What, you know, we're seeing the current case before the Supreme Court about the city of Chicago enacting very strict anti-gun laws within the city. In Arizona, we have a preemption law that prohibits any subdivision of the state government from having a prohibition or a tax or a regulation or a rule that is more strict than the state of Arizona. So if it isn't on the books in ARS, Arizona Revised Statute, the cities cannot enact it. So we prohibit all of the subdivisions of the state, county governments, city governments, local governments, from enacting any gun laws or taxing any ammunition or taxing any guns without the express authority of the state of Arizona. And that is very good for gun owners because they don't have to worry about traveling from one city or another in Arizona right. and trying to figure out what the laws are in each city. They are the same throughout the state because of preemption.
Okay. And Firearms Freedom Protection
that
Act.
Also
right.
that also limits the impact of anything coming down from the feds too.
Sure, because again, we have again an inherent right in our state constitution for you to carry a weapon and defend yourself and be armed. So, I mean, we try to expand that and keep that as free as possible without any encumberment whatsoever, and we really push for that.
Well, you now join South Dakota, Wyoming, Utah, Tennessee, okay? And if I'm missing anything, let me know. Oh, Montana. Of course, Montana is the first one that wrote the bill. Obviously, it's easy to forget that, but South Dakota, Wyoming, Utah, Tennessee, Montana, now Arizona. And I believe there are about 20 states, if I'm not mistaken, that are getting ready to do the same thing. And this is a shot being fired,
yeah.
A warning shot to the federal government. Get off my back. Don't tread on me.
Well, not just them. Those anti-gun mayors like you have in New York and Chicago and Washington, D.C. It tells them they can't play games with your Second Amendment rights either.
Well, you know, it was obviously folks were referring to Mayor Bloomberg and mayors against illegal guns. I mean, just think about that. Mayors against illegal guns. What's an illegal gun?
Yeah.
How about a criminal? How about mayors against crime? How about mayors against criminals? So I could get going on this all day.
Well, I could go. Being from Arizona, it's funny how they love to throw the word on guns, and then they won't throw it on people that cross the border into the state illegally. They can't use it. They're undocumented migrants in some cases in the media. But it's quick to throw the illegal gun label out there when we can't even use the word illegal alien.
You better believe it. So, and you know what? That's a great opportunity here to pull up because Cisco, I love the name Cisco, man. It's Cisco Kid. It's the Western theme. It's all 9 yards. Gun sales on the rise after Arizona rancher's death. And, of course, we're talking about ammunition sales up in Douglas store following the murder 2 weeks ago of Southern Arizona cattle rancher. Authorities believe it was an illegal immigrant. Or more than likely somebody working for a smuggling cartel that shot 58-year-old Rob Krentz on March 27th on his 35,000-acre ranch near Douglas. It's a huge piece of property.
Well, we have huge ranches all over southern Arizona. We have the largest ranch in the state down here, the King Ranch, which is a lot bigger than Mr. Krentz's ranch. And I have talked to dozens of ranchers that have had dealings with people crossing their property, damaging their fences, damaging their water tanks where they bust the tank and it runs out of water and the cattle suffer for it. I mean, there's a lot of problems with it. And they have been begging the federal government, begging our congressional delegation to do something about it because it's costing their money. And unfortunately, now it's costing them their lives. And somebody has to step up. And, you know, when the federal government fails, then the state has to step in. And in this case, the citizens, I think, are going to step in and start doing something about it. Again, you have a right in Arizona to protect yourself, and that's something that these people take seriously.
And, you know, that's you have that right to protect yourself and defend yourself across the country. Texas has a bad problem, of course, from border to border down there now. Juarez, we all know what's going on down in Juarez, Mexico. It's awful. And this highlights, I think Krentz's death highlights what's coming down the pike. You follow my thought process here. You know, Arizona is in the process of enacting this new legislation prior to what happened to Krentz on his property.
Right.
And I think you're right with that. I think the citizens are now going to start taking this in their hands because the federal government has done nothing about this for years.
Well, as the illusion crumbles, there has to be another answer, and the other answer is responsibility.
Well, I'm afraid what you're going to see now is you're going to see the current socialist administration now we're talking amnesty, okay? So it's a whole different fodder for a whole other show that we could go into this. But what happened to Krentz, I think you're right, Senator. I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see the people. And it's going to have ramifications well beyond
the ranchers are not happy. And, again, they see their families threatened. They see their livelihood threatened. I mean, you're talking about thousands of dollars worth of cattle walking around out there that are being what they're doing is they're slaughtering and removing portions of cattle, leaving the rest of it to rot and then eating or taking portions of it. They are harassing the cattle by walking through there at night. It forces them to lose weight. They can't get them fattened up. They're damaging the water tanks. They're damaging the fences. I mean, it is a major problem. It's costing these guys millions of dollars if you combine up all the ranchers on the border. Millions and millions of economic dollar damages occurring because we haven't dealt with this illegal immigration problem, this border problem.
And it all goes hand in hand. It all goes hand in hand. And the rights of Arizona gun owners. Mm-hmm. You know, interestingly, Krentz was armed. He had multiple guns on him on his ATV.
Right.
And they believe that he may
when
have been
you're,
trying
when
to
you're
help
driving
somebody.
By and some guy whacks you from a bush and
exactly.
You don't even see him. I mean, that was a pretty much, from what I understand, an ambush if there ever was one for the poor guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, they found him still on his ATV. He had driven after he had been shot some distance from the location. So
that's right. And it's a terrible thing. And hopefully the folks, you good folks in Arizona, will take matters into your own hands. You have a right to do that. It's your property. It's your land. It's your freedom. And it's your right to to own a weapon. Another bill coming in. What else have we got? Well, you've got a couple more you want to talk about.
We had last year we enacted what's called defensive display. And previously in Arizona, if you pulled a firearm out and showed that firearm to try to ward off an attacker, you were cited for menacing.
It's called brandishing.
Brandishing is what you see, the common term on the internet.
Sure. So now the numerous studies, we had Dr. John Lott report that just the mere presence and showing of a firearm can avert a crime, and he's cited it in his research of how many people have merely warded off a criminal attack simply by showing or notifying the criminal that they were armed and that they would suffer a consequence if they continued their attack.
Right.
So we passed that last year. Now in Arizona, if you feel you're being threatened, the previous law said you had to pull your gun and shoot the guy.
Right.
That was the law. If you felt your life was in danger, you had to shoot him. I mean, talk about silly. You're telling people actually to shoot somebody. Now they don't have to. Now you can say, well, I'm being threatened. I think my life could be in danger. I just show my firearm and say, get away, I have a gun.
Right.
Back off. And I think it's going to save lives. I think it's a common sense reform to support firearms and the Second Amendment and allow people to make that decision whether they want to take another life or just merely try to scare the person off.
Sure.
It is common sense, and you're sitting across the table from somebody, myself, who did pull a gun in defense of my life, never fired a shot, became one of those estimated 1.5 to 2.5 million people who defend themselves and stop a crime against them. It's chapter one in my book, Lessons from Armed America. And it does work.
All right.
So brandishing, forget about it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. And we are joined by State Senator Frank Antonori, Morgan Boatman, and the George Hill, the Mad Ogre. I said the George. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, will be back with us in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and the roundtable is coming up, and we're going to open up everything. We're going to let our hair down. See you in just a minute.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat.
Jealous me by the clamor now, baby. Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.